It is now time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located at 510 Broad Hollow Road in Melville. The website, a must view as far as everything, information, webinars, events, you name it, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Mr. Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planet Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planet is unaffiliated. Down with a hit yesterday, down a couple of hundred. And also this morning in futures. And we'll see if there is a bit of a rebound. That, sir, is the big question. And we say a very good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, but Dow took a little bit of a hit yesterday. We were down, as you said, 222 points or 27,464. Standard & Poor's 500 was down 10 points. Up to 39.91, and the NASDAQ is up 72 points, 0.6%. NASDAQ was up. You know, gold rose now, so $4.40, we're at 19.10. Crude oil up to $39.42. 10-year treasury at a 0.78. Yeah, they ended the day really mixed, Jay, with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones down. And the NASDAQ was up, and you start to see that rising coronavirus cases are certainly putting some pressure on the market. That is the number one. Remember, we used to worry about the China deal. Now it's coronavirus, election. So we're two times the coronavirus, one time the election. The interesting thing is, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning that basically states that you know, the market's pricing for Biden win. There should be plenty of stimulus if Biden wins. But I don't see the markets running. I think you wrote the article before you saw the futures for today. We're seeing another sell-off of 500 points. So very interesting here as to what the dynamics are on both one. But we are getting more cases. We knew we would get more cases. And as we know, these are temporary. It will rise and it will again fall. It's a smaller jump compared to Europe and a few other places where they are going up and they're shutting down. And we're working on keeping our economy open. So I think that it's an interesting strategy, and we'll see how it pays off. But the other thing is that we're getting some very good numbers, Jay. You know, it's hard to put it all in paper, but what you're starting to see is earnings have been stronger than we thought. The consumer confidence was better than we thought. We have all sorts of economic data that came in that shows that we've beaten expectations. You start to see we're showing that manufacturers continue to increase employment wages. The Richmond Fed came out with a report. Durable goods orders rose 1.9%. New housing permits are the highest in since 2006. Where's that, Chiron? More people are applying for a new house, to build a new house than at any other time since 2006. And they're showing that people have a lot of cash. There was another piece of information that came in. The CARES Act expired when? Back in August, really the end of July, August. And we've been floating without any fiscal stimulus for all this time. So it's just showing very, very unique and very, very strong economy. That said, we're in an election year and we're getting more coronavirus cases with the threat of a shutdown. Just the threat alone could be scary for the market. So it's the uncertainty also that the markets don't like, although they trade on uncertainty, and people like uncertainty if you're a trader. If you're an investor, it's the other way around. So for today, we get Anthem, General Electric coming in, Tupperware, Boeing 7:30 this morning, MasterCard at 8, earnings reports, we're in that earnings season, Ford is going to be at 4:05, Microsoft came in with some interesting numbers yesterday, we have Etsy, people love Etsy, Etsy's a make-it-at-home goods place where you can buy crafts and things like that. And Visa is expected to report at 4. eBay 415, O'Reilly Automotive, a fast-growing automotive stock, is doing very, very well. So that's what we have. We're showing that household data is that people have plenty of cash to spend in spite of the lack of stimulus over the holidays, showing that payrolls are going up. We had some very good numbers yesterday. So we'll see how the day is.
You know, you mentioned about the building of the homes and everything else. Listen, people want to modify their homes. They want to be able to live in a nice home because, you know, if we haven't learned anything in the last 8 months is that we're used to our homes right now. That's why I think you see the home improvement industry on the rise. People really kind of putting some dollars in, you know, some of that cash that they've stocked away, they're putting into their homes. You know, they're working out of the home now. You know, it's no longer going, you know, you look at the Long Island Railroad and ridership is down immensely. Because people don't have to go into the city anymore. The city's in trouble right now, I'll tell you. They're not going to have the people. Look what's happening right now. People who live in the city don't want to live in the city. You certainly don't want to work in the city if you don't have to and pay the crazy prices to get in. So, you know, that's why I think you're seeing a bit of an uptick. But, listen, it comes down to these markets. You know, the COVID rise in cases, we know the deal. And, of course, you know, you see what's going on in Europe right now. You know, we talk about Ireland and everything else, Brazil. You look what's happening in Spain and some of these other countries in and around. You know, they've shut down here. They've seen spikes. And when that happens, it has an effect as far as our market. And that's what you're seeing right now. So pretty much COVID cases on the rise. Look what's happening overseas. And that's why you see some dips here. And we'll see what happens today, but that's pretty much, you know, where it's at right now, right? So,
yeah, we're starting to see the growth stocks underperforming value stocks. Value stocks haven't performed at all in the last year or two. So clients may want to take a look at a couple of things. You may want to de-risk yourself a little bit going into the election for the next 6 days just to get out of the markets or do something a little different. Just for now, because we may see some increased volatility going in, both on the negative and on the positive side. So I don't think there's any incentive for fiscal stimulus. The market had been waiting for fiscal stimulus, so we weren't sure as to what the future would be. But, you know, we're starting to look at some de-risking of some strategies that we have and looking towards the value sector. The value sector, which has underperformed for the last, 3 years, all of a sudden starting to come to life. Those are your stocks that pay a little bit of a dividend. So we're taking a look at that these days.
And we got to look at the hotel industry right now. They're trying to rebound. They got all kinds of deals going on right now. But I was reading where hotel occupancy is 29% below pre-crisis levels. You know, that's you know, alarming. Airline industry, you know, a lot of people are saying it could take years, 5 years to maybe recover from the economic toll of this pandemic. So there is a lot out there, But we'll see.
A lot of fear. A lot of fear.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, the oil sector, that's another biggie. Slow recovery could reverse course any minute they're looking at here. So there's a lot on the line, I'll tell you. It's a big election. 6 days, we're out. Unbelievable. Sir, we hope for some positive news. And we will chat with you in the morning. How's that?
Yes, we'll chat to you tomorrow morning. Excellent. Same time, same station, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great
day. All right.